Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Tuesday, December 6th, 2022. I want to thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform and in tuning in. What I try to do is provide the most pertinent information that affects all of us, that will affect you, your daily life, your family, and our future. I want to take a look at the big picture and then drive down into the smaller parts. That saying, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts and what have you. But nonetheless, there are parts that are important, some more than others. But the big picture, let's hit the big picture, like coming right out of the gate. Mike Adams was interviewed Steve Quayle. I don't know how many people saw it. It's on brighteon.com. But here's the thing. Steve provides a overview, and he's going to be with me on Thursday. But Steve provides a overview of the big picture. I want to start there. And then I've got some issues, the smaller picture, or some of the parts to this, how this will be accomplished, how our subjugation, how they intend to subjugate us, to kill us, to put us into gulags, if you will, whatever the case might be. They've already done this through the Beta campaign, through the COVID, what they call COVID, or the Wuhan China, Communist China Party virus, which, by the way, the transcript of Fauci has been made available in his deposition transcript. He replied, I don't recall, 174 times. You see, that's something people need to really understand. I don't recall. That's the escape hatch for I ain't talking. And there's a lot to be said. You can say, I don't recall, or take the fifth. And there's strategic importance on both. Okay. There's a difference between taking the fifth and I don't recall. All right. And it's a lot of this is attorney inspired or attorney directed. The reason I say this is because a lot of times people will compare depositions with whether it's Hillary Clinton or, it doesn't matter who, but well, he said, I don't recall. That's, that's nothing. Well, when you do it 174 times, you're damn right, it's something. But when you take the fifth, innocent people don't take the fifth. The hell they don't. I would take the fifth, if innocent or not, because of the weaponized justice system. It also came out that Fauci's daughter, guess where she worked during this scam-demic? Oh, that's right, Twitter. That's right. And interestingly enough, also Ted Cruz was talking about about Fauci lying to Congress, but Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice won't prosecute him. And then that's just kind of for starters. But the other parts of this as well, but I want to mention this. If I told you, and Eric the Tech, I'm going to drag you into this. I know that you had kind of a rough morning I had to submit my show prep like five different times because I made five different mistakes, or same mistakes five different times on my show prep. But nonetheless, if I were to tell you that the Americans would be absolutely astounded to know that there have been nukes planted in U.S. cities that have been removed by our good guy security team, military, whatever, the NEST teams, finding nuclear material, nuclear devices are removed that could have destroyed U.S. cities over the past, 10 years, this has happened. What would you think? I mean, would you believe that?
Am I the general population?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this. I spoke with someone yesterday, and I was on with Tom Bowerly, WBEN, back a number of years ago, probably a dozen years ago. We were talking about this very aspect, this very thing about a nuke that was actually transported to a trench in the Atlantic Ocean, and it was planted here in the U.S., but there was a detonation, and people didn't believe that. They wanted proof. I guess the proof would be in the signatures of the detonation and such. But if you're looking for proof of this, you're not going to find it. You're just not going to find it. But we are under threat all of the time, and I mean life changing threats. And thank you, Eric the Tech, for being honest, because for representing the general population, because I don't think the general population really knows what the heck is going on. And that's not, and I am not admonishing the general population, because the same person I was speaking with, I was talking about different incidents that happened in the past. And I said, how in the world did I miss that? And the question was, well, what were you doing at the time? And my answer was, just trying to survive, put food on the table, pay the mortgage, raise my children, raise my family. And that individual said, exactly. That's why people do turn to programs like this. And that's prior to the alternative media. So what I want to do, and folks, please, if I don't measure up to your standards, let me know. And I mean this, let me know, because I try to deliver the best product to you, those people who support us. I want to give you the best product that there is out there, to give you the bigger picture. And then again, from my investigative background, and then drill down into the various other parts of things. So the most important parts of the bigger picture as it relates to you and I right today. All right. So the very first thing I want to do is I want to give you the wide angle view. And this is Steve Quayle with Mike Adams. This interview I think aired yesterday. But folks, watch this. We're just going to play a few minutes of this. We might pause and go on a little bit, but and have some discussion. But I do want to hit this because Steve delivers the larger picture, mentions a couple of the smaller subset issues, but also goes back to the bigger picture. Here it is.
Mr. Quayle, but Steve, it's an honor to have you on. Thank you for joining me today. I really honor your lifetime of work and contributions to humanity.
Well, thank you, Michael. And this is a really important subject. I don't think there's anything more important than the genocide and annihilation of the human race, and the lockdown and the lockup and the overthrow of everything we've ever known as our country and our constitutional republic. So we are experiencing every form of surveillance, every form of draconian law, and every form of medical murder, and that I think that could even be or could have been imagined. We're really at a point now. This is an inflection point. This is a biblical time period, in my opinion. We're approaching the Great Tribulation. And I don't think, Michael, people understand just how dire the plans are for humanity. Well, it's real simple. According to Yuval Noah Harari, we're basically an extinct species, and the transhumanists will take over. But you said something interesting today that I had not heard, and I want you to explain to people, if you would, give a little background on just the absolute astonishing events that are taking place with the new treaty that will basically do us all in my opinion. I think your opinion too.
So we're going to jump right into that. The WHO treaty, the new pandemic treaty that is in final language. It's about to be signed early next year, we believe, by Joe Biden. And I interviewed treaty expert Dr. Francis Boyle. who's the author of the Bioweapons and Terrorism Treaty of 1989, signed into law by President Reagan. And he specifically told me that the language that's used in this treaty is designed to usurp any constitutional sovereignty. So the power of nations will be overthrown by this treaty, and the power of states will be overthrown. And the minute Joe Biden signs this treaty, and we'll talk about what's in it in a second here, it will bind the United States government to the conditions of this treaty, even if states attempt to resist it. So if a state like Texas or Florida said, no, we're not going to do it, then Joe Biden would very likely attempt to sanction or militarily overthrow the state government in order to force that state to achieve compliance with the new WHO treaty. This treaty is, of course, underwritten by the CCP, Communist China. It's a communist globalist takeover of the healthcare infrastructure. And the WHO could order you, no matter where you are in the United States or anywhere around the world, if a nation has signed on to this, they can order lockdowns, they can order vaccine mandates, even experimental so-called vaccines. They can order economic destruction, they can order quarantines. And this is the plan, and I'll wrap this up, turn it back over to you, Steve. But Dr. Boyle told me he believes that once this is signed, then the governments of the world will release their next biological weapon, which is being made by the Department of Defense through Ukrainian bioweapons labs and so on. They will release the next bioweapon, and then they will use the WHO treaty to destroy the remaining freedoms in the United States of America and have total lockdowns and total vaccine mandates. And then I know you and I want to talk about central bank digital currencies. They will not give you credit in your digital wallet unless you comply with the vaccine mandates. So you will starve unless you get the jab. And if you take the jab, you will die. That's what they're about to roll out.
All right, pause that for a second. Or you can stop it and then we'll go back to it. So a couple of things. The Chinese Communist Party template. Obviously, we've seen this week or over the past several shows, we've seen Klaus Schwab. We've seen Yuval Noah Harari. We've seen others talking about the new world order and how things will go. Well, I have to say this, okay. If you go back in time, if you go back in history, China became a power under the Kissinger regime, Nixon Kissinger. And think about Kissinger, where he was and what he did. He opened the nation for trade, opened China for trade. And of course, trading partners, equal trading partners. And that was the beginning of the end. Well, who is Kissinger's, Kissinger and Schwab are really good friends. Okay. Then you've got Brzezinski in that same realm, in that same aspect with China. Okay. In an attempt to emulate not Chinese culture, but Chinese policy. Brzezinski, of course, being one of the grandfathers of this new world order that everyone talks about. And just to be clear that this is solidified in the minds of the American public, Brzezinski's daughter, Mika Brzezinski, is on Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough. Joe Scarborough, hey, I got a problem. I got a dead intern in my office. Lori Klazutis, that's, you know, back a ways. But you can tell now. Okay, so now think about that. So this is the big picture. These China lockdowns are coming to the United States by way of, in a number of different ways. There are a number of different mechanisms that will cause this. One is the digital currency. And how do we get to a digital currency? And will it work? No, it doesn't matter if it works. What matters is the chaos from the digital currency, what it causes, and the fact that we are no longer on the petrodollar, or we will no longer be on the petrodollar. The only reason that the United States has survived this long And I take you back to my my column about we're just going to kill the dollar, Kyle Bass's conversation about killing the dollar at the time. This is probably now 10 years ago, 7-10 years ago. The only thing propping up the dollar, and please understand this, the only thing that has been propping up the dollar prior to the, or prior to petrodollar, was the gold standard, which Nixon took us off on August 15th, 1971. But subsequent to that, we made an agreement with Saudi Arabia. Steve will be talking about this. And it became the petrodollar backed. In other words, the dollar was the world's reserve currency because our navy, our naval assets, our military was able to do what? To make sure that the to make sure that the oil, the free flow of oil all across the world was guaranteed by the United States military might. Okay, and that became the petrodollar. Well, that's going away, and Steve will explain that now. Go ahead, continue.
Important too that people understand that everything that we've known as freedom, liberty, justice, due process is going away. And if people want to understand how draconian the Chinese lockdown is, remember, ladies and gentlemen, the entire technocratic elite went to China to build the ultimate surveillance state or the ultimate kill grid. And it was illegal to do what they did in the United States then. Now it's perfectly legal. So what we're talking about is track, whack, and stack. And track, whack, and stack is just a common way of saying everything we do, everything we spend, every place we go, they're going to track everything. And then to whack means to kill. And then to stack means just a mass grave. Now, this is not sensationalism. This is absolute draconianism. This is Hitler on steroids. It's Stalin on speed. It's Pol Pot. It's everything that you could imagine. Remember this, the Democrats are on record as saying they're keeping lists of basically 125 to 200 million people that they intend to get rid of. So the next pandemic, the next plandemic, the next release of a bioweapon, ladies and gentlemen, is going to result in total lockdown, total shutdown, and then the stormtroopers come in whatever form, whatever fashion, and basically the knock on the door is the last knock you will hear. So I think it's critical that you understand this is not playing games. This is a kill grid. And essence, and even Mike, on gun owners, what they have is they have a lattice, they have a grid, and they assign different gun seizing troops based on the density of gun owners that are on record with all the different federal agencies. So we're really facing pretty much a massive takedown and mass murder of human beings that makes Hitler, Stalin, all of them pale in comparison. And thanks to Fauci, Dr. Faustus, and his gain of function research, I don't even have words to articulate how deadly, and I think Dr. Boyle would agree with us, that this next bio release, they're going to not only people will be dying in the streets, just kind of like we see now with the COVID, people are just dying on sports fields and in classrooms and everything. But this is the most horrific piece of legislation. I personally believe that we will have civil war approaching that time or during that time, because all of us aren't going to go quietly into the night.
Well, let's talk about timing, because, of course, we use the word countdown in the title of this special report here. And that's because I think you and I both, Steve, we have a sense that time is running out for this to be stopped or defeated. And, you know, the truth is that over the years that you and I have done so many interviews and you've written so many books and, you know, you've done so many appearances on other shows as well, you have always been right. And I have always been right eventually, but not necessarily on the time scale that we were concerned about. Sometimes things take a little bit longer to take place. But just for the record, you and I were talking about vaccines as depopulation weapons before anybody had heard about COVID. We were talking about biological weapons. We were talking about government-sponsored terrorism against the people long before any of this happened, and now it's all come true. So I just want to invite you, let's be as cautious as we can about the timeline, because we don't have certainty, but there's also a sense of real imminent action that the government is getting desperate, the deep state is getting desperate. So with that as context, Steve, give us your best assessment of how much time we have remaining for, you know, food preparedness, for the banking system to work, before bioweapons are released, again, another release. What kind of timing do you think we're working with here?
I think we're going to see the timing signals and indicators, Mike, through December, and they're going to become apparent to everybody. The situation is, as we are filming this production right now, obviously the railroad supposedly shut down the first week in December. We've seen sky-high diesel prices. But to answer your question specifically, I believe that we are going to see in-your-face timing signals, and the central bank digital currency will force everybody to have to comply. Because when they come on and say, oh, all of your mortgages, all of your Medicare, Medicaid, dental insurance, all your insurance, unemployment, it's all canceled until you sign up for the new central bank digital currency. Now, I believe the American people are going to absolutely reject it en masse. And I believe they'll have showcase hearings, and obviously they're going to try and make their point at all costs. But you can't take everything away from people. Obviously, there are, you know, tens of millions of gun owners. And I think what's changed in the Second Amendment mindset is now people understand we're down to the last freedom, and we're down to the last Second Amendment. At the end of the day, that's the only thing that stands between us. And that's the one thing that the Chinese did not have access to was weapons. They didn't have access to the technology as amongst the population that we have. So they're going to have to make the move. Any move on guns, and I expect more false flags, I think that's the timing indicator. But to be specific, the central bank digital currency, in my mind, will be the key flashpoint when I think it all comes apart.
So in
okay,
order
you
to
can pause that for well, right let's now. Back. Just to be clear, now we're in the 12-week trial period of the central bank digital currency with a number of banks. Okay, that's taking place right now. Now, Steve was talking mid-December. I'm a little bit more not optimistic, but I would extend that into perhaps the spring, only because, and timing is the worst. Okay, there's no way, in my view, you can accurately predict the timing on anything. But what Steve said there, and what Mike Adams is saying, and by the way, in it was September of 2019 when I met with both Steve and I think it was Mike Adams. I think it was 2019. But you talk about the brain power when we sat in the back room of the Mansion Theater, the green room, talking about different things. The amount of brain power there and the amount of expertise about things past, present, and perhaps future, it was incredible. But everything they're saying here is true. The emulation of the CCP into the United States. Now, let's break this down, because in the interest of time, I want to break this down into some of the parts that we need to be paying attention to. Georgia today, of course, is having their special election. And here's my prediction. Herschel Walker is not going to win. Okay, that's my prediction. But what do I know? Okay, I'm just saying that because of the casino royale environment with voting. Okay, and now tomorrow I could come back and be totally wrong. But that's just my view on things. Again, a lot of things are going on. Whether it's the southern border, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's stuff here at home, including and especially the inflation. And let's talk about money just for a second. I want to thank you, the supporters, but I also want to thank our corporate sponsors as well, including and especially the fine folks at Lightstream. You know, I just have to say that when you have a slew of credit cards and you're carrying balances on these credit cards, especially if you have high interest rates on each of the credit cards, the accumulation of interest, it uses up your available balance, and it's just maddening. And pretty soon you feel like you lose control, right? Well, let me talk to those of you who have multiple credit cards with multiple balances. I have a solution for you. I have used this with great success. Family members, friends have used this with great success. Because of high interest rates are making it hard to make a dent in your credit card debt. It's almost like, why even bother, right? It's time now, right today, to rethink your options. And in my view, option number one is Lightstream.com/Hagman. This is where you can keep more money in your pocket while paying your credit cards off faster with a low fixed rate loan from Lightstream.com/Hagman. A credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream can help you pay off your credit cards and lock in a low fixed interest rate. Rates start at 7.99% APR with auto pay and excellent credit that's fixed, so it's never going to go up over the life of the loan. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees whatsoever. You can get your money as soon as the same day you apply. Now, this is how you do it. Again, the fine folks at Lightstream have crafted up a great deal for the Hagman Report listeners and viewers. Apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is go to Lightstream.com/Hagman. That is LightStream. And just like it sounds, Lightstream.com/Hagman, HAGMANN. Subject to credit approval. Rates range from 7.99% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. And you know what? You're going to be glad you did. You're going to thank me. I'm going to get an email saying, hey, thanks for doing that. Thanks for telling me about this, because I know my family members are happy. And a lot happier. And, you know, they've used their extra discretionary income to prep, to purchase things they need today. And it's a very, very smart thing to do. Thank you, Lightstream. Okay. So taking this down further. Now, the link to Mike Adams, Steve Quayle, I would urge you watch the entire interview. In the interest of time, I'm going to move down to now. Okay, you've got the central bank digital currency thing. You've got the CCP surveillance grid. You've got you can't really do anything without your phones and so on. Now, you in the middle part of the country, you might say, well, that's not the way it is here. No, not yet, but this is coming. All right, I want to show you a couple of things. In fact, I want to show you this. The beginning of the program, this, by the way, in the show notes is going to be video 3. I want to show you this. This is just one aspect of things that are taking place today. You know we've got a problem at the southern border. You know that Mayorkas and others at DHS and other governmental organizations are working against the best interests of the United States. You know that, right? One of the ways, and those of you who saw Red Dawn, back the original Red Dawn, understand how things can happen and how people are crossing the border with ill intent, infiltrating various parts of our infrastructure, and at a moment's notice can and perhaps will take down the United States. Now, think about this, because people equate this border crossing with nothing but Democratic votes. It's bigger than that. It's much bigger than that. It's much more severe than that. You've got not only people, but commodities coming across the United States. I mentioned at the beginning of the program, nuclear type devices being found, neutralized by our good guys in our domestic security apparatus. You might say, well, there aren't any more. Oh, yeah, there are. Okay. There have been close calls in places, look, places like Chicago, places in big cities. Okay, I'm not going to get into all of this. And even if I did, you'd ask for proof and I can't give it to you because I can't, I just can't give it to you. I'm not allowed, can't give it to you. It's not that I know more than you. It's just what I know from people who are involved in this kind of stuff. But think about what's taking place at the southern border. This is the part of the whole. This is one important part of the whole, and I want to kind of focus on right now. This is Darren Beatty, or I'm sorry, this is not Darren Beatty. This is, let me make sure I've got this name right. I can do this. This gentleman appeared with Steve Bannon, and I've got to say this, the information he's got, especially now with Title 42 happening to end on December 21st, 2022. Interesting date. No, the solstice, 2022, interesting date, right? Todd Bensman, Senior National Security Fellow, Center for Immigration Studies. Here he is with Steve Bannon. And again, pay attention. This is important. Here it is. Go ahead.
Todd Bensman. Todd, you've got a report too. But right there, you've said, hey, guys, you don't understand. There's this whole group of NGOs down on the border. And, you know, from Catholic, look, I'm Catholic. Catholic Charities is one of the worst. They're not there actually to do what you think they do or they raise money for. They're really facilitators of the cartels and the U.S. government, which are part of the cartels, to essentially assist in the invasion of the country. Is that too harsh a phrase from what you've seen and your eyewitness? And you've been down there in harm's way reporting on this?
Yeah, I don't think that overstates anything. There is what I call an NGO, a migrant advocacy industrial complex at work here on both sides of the border. I just came back from the border a few weeks ago and reported about how that industrial complex is working all day and all night on the Mexican side to prepare thousands and thousands of immigrants to cross, to be handed off at the ports of entry by the Mexicans to the Americans, sight unseen. That whole operation from the Pacific coast all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, the entire length of the border, almost every port of entry, these handoffs are taking place, thousands and thousands, and it's all prepared by these NGOs, American law students, you know, Catholic Charities, IOM, United Nations IOM, they're all deeply involved in preparing the paperwork that is required for these handoffs over the border.
I want to make sure, but hang on. I want to make sure somebody understands, that people understand this, because it's all about asylum. They've gamed the asylum system. The way these asylum laws have been around for a while, been highly negotiated, have been, you know, taken to court, all that. This is not about asylum. These are not people that are not, economic asylum is not a thing, right? They're obviously, everybody wants a better life, and we completely feel for the situation they're in. We're not demonizing the people coming across. They're making a logical decision because the U.S. government is essentially saying, come now and come fast, and breaking a number of asylum laws. Is that essentially correct?
The asylum law, the way it is written, is at the root of all mass migration crisis. I should mention that all you have to do is say, I want asylum at the border when you cross, and we let you in forever. It doesn't matter if you ever actually apply for asylum. And they'll say, I suffered persecution, government persecution. The asylum officers only have to believe that up to a 10% certainty. 10%, okay, maybe. and they get in. I should also mention that lying about your government persecution back home is a federal crime, but it's an unenforced federal crime. There is very, very little asylum fraud prosecution in the United States. U.S. attorneys, nowhere do U.S. attorneys in any district want to prosecute, waste their resources on asylum fraud claims, prosecutions. And that's one of the problems. But the big problem is that the asylum law has to be scuttled completely. It has to be put on ice. The whole thing has to be shut down and rebuilt so that you can't make your claim inside the United States. That's really what it's about.
All right. That was, again, Todd Bensman, Senior National Security Fellow from Center for Immigration Studies. Now, I'm going to tell you this. That is kind of part one. Remember when you were in school, folks, you would be taught how to outline. I don't know if that's still a thing anymore in many of the schools. And when you outline something, you take the major point and then break it down in through the outline. You make an outline of things. That's down there as again, one of the parts of the whole. This is the takedown of the United States, because the United States is, in fact, the stopping power of this new world order. We are in the way of Klaus Schwab, of Bill Gates, of all these billionaire psychopaths to create a different, just an entirely different land, if you will. Now, I want to continue with Todd Bensman some more, okay? I want to go a few more minutes with this, because what he says next is as important as what he said initially. But remember, this is not about Democrat votes. This is about entirely changing the United States, like to the extent where you will never be able to change it back. That's their objective. In addition, of course, to the larger objective of killing a great part of the population. But this is the culling of the masses. In this case, bringing the masses into the United States, changing the demographics, and using that as leverage to go to the next step of the implementation of this new world order. Here's the rest of this.
Bensman's with us. Todd, you also found some other disturbing news. Look, you broke this massive story about how the Biden administration is actually going down and making it easier on, you know, twisting U.S. law to make it even easier. They want to process as many as possible. By the way, I was talking to some Border Patrol guys, or people that were talking with Border Patrol guys over the weekend. One of the Border Patrol people, and this was down in the Rio Grande Valley, but they said that they think when Title 42 is lifted on December, I think 21st, they think they're going to get 15,000 to 20,000 a day across the entire border. Is that number the kind of number people are talking about, up to 20,000 illegal aliens a day?
That was an intelligence community assessment back in April. You know, they were saying between 12 and 18,000. So we'll see. But they didn't say for how long, if that was just going to be sustained for 2 years straight, or just a month, or a couple of days, or what. But either way, the whole world of aspiring immigrants are well aware of the magical December 21 date, and they're on their way. Everybody's on their way.
If Mike Howe at Heritage just said, hey, you know, stopping this and impeaching Mayorkas, all that's part of it, but you got to stop what's here, and you're probably going to have a tough fight, but that all of them also have to go home. How many are we talking about, roughly?
Oh, well, he said 5 million. And I'm going to agree that it's probably, you know, somewhere in the range of 3.5 to 4.5 million without the gotaways. That's kind of the big number. You have to tack on another million to maybe 2 million gotaways to that. Those people will be imminently deportable if we ever decide that we're going to reinstate deportation in this country. Right now, interior deportation is a thing of the past. We don't do that anymore.
But my point is, if I go to the upper end of the range, which you're is saying the two, 3.5 to 4.5 and 1 to 2, if I go to the upper end of the range, I'm at 6.5-7 million illegals have been here.
Yeah.
So it's mind-boggling.
But this you can pause it or you can cancel it there. This is just under Biden. Now, you have to go back to the Johnson administration to really understand his Great Society speech and policies. This whole thing began, at least in its current formulation, in during the Johnson era, President Johnson era. Okay. And you can kind of go back a little further, but it gets murky, but think Johnson forward. Okay. Why is that important? It's important because of you've got it's simply important because of the numbers, purely the numbers. You've got this replacement taking place. Yes, I said that. And of course, you're not allowed to say that. This white Anglo-Saxon American replacement taking place right now. That is necessary. Again, it's necessary to dilute the current population of the United States in order to change its culture. Remember, politics is always downstream of the culture, as Breitbart had said. So this is one method, but the numbers that I hope you paid attention to are staggering. Right now, you might as well open the gates, because people are coming through unfettered and unmolested. And the other thing, and this is kind of a good segue into the next subset of this whole change. If you're looking for any enforcement of immigration, once people are caught, whether they're caught killing someone else, or they're caught drunk driving, or they're caught insert crime here, the issue of there being an illegal in this country is not even brought up. I was with the Angel Mothers in another group in Washington, D.C. This was in 2017. I don't know, 5 years ago. And to sit with moms who have had their children killed, kidnapped, killed in DUIs by illegals, and have the Department of Justice say, screw you. And this is even under Donald Trump. I'm not giving Trump a pass. I'm not giving anyone a pass. This is, again, part of the larger picture. Now, if the Department of Justice is not going after these people, if they're not going after the real criminals in the United States, what in the hell are they doing? Well, it's pretty simple. Again, if you go to HagmanReport.com, open up the description for today's show, go to page 1. This shows you exactly who the targets of the Department of Justice, the FBI, who they are. If we can put page 1 on the screen, this is FBI ramps up spending against mega terrorists. Now, this is a new, I believe, Newsweek article, right? Yeah. Okay. FBI ramps up spending to fight MAGA terrorism. Folks, I would urge you, as much as I detest the mainstream media, I would urge you to take a look at this, because the information in here is extremely important and lays out their playbook for them, the people in power, but more importantly, they're puppeteers of coming after you and I. You care about the United States? They're coming after you. You care about the Bill of Rights? They're coming after you. And they already have. I did a short segment, 9-minute segment yesterday on the J6 prisoners, using as the central focus Dennis Prager's conversation with the J6 prisoner. They're being treated like people in Turkish prisons, basically. That's what they have planned for all of us. Now, Darren Beatty talks about this. If we can go to video one in the show notes, again, you can follow along. Watch the entire video. I'm going to show you a snippet of this. Darren Beatty, concerning the FBI's ramp up of spending against MAGA terrorists. The fact that they've identified us, the people who care about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, as terrorists, should scream Mayday to everyone. Whether or not you are struggling to survive and put food on the table, I get that. But you need to pay attention to this, because this is our future. This is, again, one of the parts of the whole Steve Quayle was talking about with Mike Adams. It all fits together. But listen to Darren Beatty. This is on Darren Beatty, by the way. I've got the utmost respect for him, Revolver.News, an incredible investigative journalist, in my view. And I've got something else planned special about this, because there's something really rotten in Washington, D.C., about the pipe bomber. But that's going to be a different subject. But listen to what Darren Beatty's got to say about the MAGA terrorist. Here's Darren.
Disturbing Newsweek story, mm-hmm. where they're saying that it's the money and the funding, and it's FBI and DOJ, and one of their top priorities, and they're doubling up and tripling up, is investigations of, and they call them MAGA terrorists, the headline in Newsweek. And Josh Hammer's done a great job on the editorial side over there, but obviously on the news side, they're still, you know, pretty left wing. But the headline is MAGA terrorist. I'm going to get to Daniel Horowitz in a minute. What's a House guy's going to do to stand up there? Walk me through that. How shocking is that, with everything else going on in the country, that they would actually focus, and how they've been caught red handed on this, they would sit there and focus on MAGA terrorism, sir?
Well, a couple of things that I want to say about that. First of all, that particular author at Newsweek, boy, would I love to have dinner with that guy. Boy, would I love to have an off-the-record candid conversation with that guy. If you remember, there was an explosive story quite a while back that there were all of these secret, like, government commandos, FBI people, special forces, hanging around on January 6th with shoot-to-kill authority that the acting attorney general convened because they were worried about this big terrorist attack. There was this huge story that just came and went, barely even noticed. Some people reported on it. I did. Julie Kelly did. I think we talked about it briefly on the War Room, but that was it. And this guy is clearly very well-sourced in the Fed. So it's interesting that he released this piece basically saying, okay, they want to find the MAGA terrorists. Well, if you want to find the MAGA terrorists, why don't you start with the one person who's known to have at least have allegedly planned explosive devices on the 5th and 6th, the MAGA pipe bomb.
What he just said there about that author, and I think this is important for people to really get. The author's got inside information about things. And what he said about assets, government assets. Now, remember, this is still under the Trump regime, Trump presidency. You've got the Department of Justice that is working against the American system and putting people, like Darren Beatty said, based on this man's report, putting government assets, shoot to kill, in the January 6th rally. I'm not going to call it an insurrection, but rally. And so understand, this Congress with this J6 committee, the same committee that subpoenaed, for example, Stuart Rhodes or Steve Bannon, other people, many people. It's that committee and the puppeteers behind that committee who are working against the people who are, again, for the Constitution, the United States, survival of the United States, and improvement of the United States. So I give no one a pass here. I don't give Donald Trump a pass here. I don't give certainly not the Department of Justice a pass or the FBI. In fact, I would indict all of them in the court of public opinion based on the evidence. But now he's talking about something a little bit different. Remember that pipe bomber? And this is a subject that needs an entire segment to talk about. Perhaps we can do that. And we should do that. But listen to what he's got to say. Go ahead and continue.
Bomber. Why not divert any resources to finding who this pipe bomber is? And, you know, piece recently dropped at Revolver. I had an extensive one-hour conversation with the great Noor bin Laden of all of the discrepancies, all the dark, dirty details of this January 6th pipe bomber cover-up. It's absolutely scandalous. And we proved, among other things, that the FBI is withholding critical footage of the pipe bomber actually planting the bomb. They've tampered with the frame rate of the footage. They've done all this kind of stuff. And so they're doing this song and dance like they want to catch all these MAGA terrorists. Well, they've done basically nothing to catch this pipe bomber that they were making such a big deal about in the immediate aftermath of January 6th. We know they have more footage that they're not releasing. And furthermore, we know that it would be a very easy identification procedure to use the geofencing technique that the mule, you know, 2000 mules made infamous. The feds could do that in a second, and yet they've shown no indication of having done so, of wanting to do so. The Democrats, who presumably believed that this was a MAGA pipe bomber planting explosive devices right outside of their national headquarters, the Democrats haven't said, hey, FBI, Revolver News proved that you're not releasing the full footage. We want the full footage because we want to catch this guy who planted explosives outside of our national headquarters. Nobody seems to want to know who this is. And I'll tell you, I actually tried to replicate the 2000 mules strategy using some proxies because I'm a known quantity. So I know I couldn't do it myself, but I had a proxy approach the handful of data firms that are in a position to sell that kind of information. And the response was fascinating. The response in two cases was at first, oh, this is fine. It shouldn't be a problem. The next day, sorry, we can't be involved. Like, why wouldn't data firms want to be the heroes who played a part in catching the MAGA pipe bomber either? No one wants to touch this.
let me just go on a limb. Maybe it's not a MAGA pipe bomber. Maybe they know more than they're letting. I'm just throwing it out there. You make a good point. You want to catch some MAGA terrorists. Yeah, you've already identified some.
Have you noticed that we have not heard or seen any reports about the forensic analysis of those pipe bombs? Have you noticed that we have not heard or seen, again, as Darren Beatty points out, any of the forensic analysis or additional footage that was kept from the public? When's the last time we saw that? We saw that maybe not the last time, but certainly a remarkable time with the Pentagon footage in the plane on 9/11 hitting the Pentagon, allegedly. Okay, what's Darren Beatty saying there? And what is being said here? The target right now of the Department of Justice, of the FBI, which has been weaponized, and that's filtering down into community policing, he didn't say this, I'm saying this now, is these, how can I put this? It is an anti-American, the sentiment is anti-American, the process is anti-American. If you believe, again, in the Constitution, the rule of law, you are an enemy of those who they, the rulers, controllers, the puppeteers, are placing in office. People are surprised about the 2022 election. My goodness, I thought there was going to be a red wave. Hey, revival across the country, there's a red wave. And it didn't happen, at least not the way they said it was going to happen. Well, no kidding, because, again, the problem wasn't fixed from 2020. If anything, was covered up by the very people who are implementing this plan against the United States. So what I'm saying here is, if you're looking for justice, you might find it, but you might be on the wrong end of justice if you are in favor of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, because they have to change the United States in order to enforce that bigger picture Steve and Mike Adams were talking about. Now, one of the things that are taking place, and I'm diverting a little bit, but it's necessary. One of the things that's taking place right now is the WHO pandemic treaty. I think Mike Adams spoke of it. I don't recall about how this will override states' rights. Now, that is unconstitutional. But again, we are in an environment where the Constitution it doesn't matter. Okay, so the rule of law does not matter. We are giving away our sovereignty. And again, I go back to the whole and the sum of its parts. The whole is the takeover. The sum of its parts are the mechanisms by which that whole is being implemented, or the U.S. is taken down. The southern border, the weaponization of the Department of Justice and FBI, the creating of the targets on the backs of anyone who cares. I'm not a big fan of MAGA, Make America Great Again, that President Trump's it's bigger than that. It is taking our country back, getting these rotten gut twisted psychopaths the hell out of our lives, and to go back to the rule of law that we once had. Will that happen? I don't believe it will. I don't believe it will. I don't believe it is possible because of the damage created by the puppeteers in Congress, now in the executive branch. We talked yesterday about, my two Bidens, right? Okay. The things that we are seeing, we may not be seeing what's really taking place. I'm certain of that. The bottom line, as Steve likes to say, is that we are forever wounded. If we were a building that was damaged by fire, damaged by an earthquake or whatever, you look at that building, can we repair that building? Can we get it back to its original state? The way it was before whatever happened to it. I don't believe that we can get this country back to its original state, which is why I'm not big on revival, at least in the larger national sense. I believe in revival in communities, in groups of people. That I believe in. That I believe that we can accomplish. But otherwise, as the country of the United States, the damage has been so pervasive, so critically just beyond the pale. How do we reconstruct what we once had? What Darren Beatty was talking about, as he went into the investigation, I'll put up the audio segment. It was an hour-long conversation. Listen to it. Okay, look, I know you only have so much time to listen and watch things, which is why I try to combine as the best of the best into this segment. But listen to it, watch it, or listen to it. Listen to the information Darren Beatty has and make your own conclusions. What's going on? But see, in the end, as Steve and Mike Adams, ending where I started, Steve and Mike Adams said, look, they're coming after us unless we fight. And by fight, I mean kinetically, honest to goodness, fight. We are not going to make it. We need to get right with our Lord and Savior. We need to get right with our families. We need to get right with business. We need to get right with our lives. We can't lose hope, but we can't minimize the damage already caused. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. Have a good night.